Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today, we're recording live from the Minnesota State Fair, and we're going to learn all about programs and services available from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we'll meet my co-host for today's show, Commissioner Larry Shelato. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
This week, on Tuesday, August 28th, military families will be welcomed into the Minnesota State Fair at a discounted rate on Military Appreciation Day. This is the second year that fair organizers have offered this discount, and I'm proud to say that they work directly with our Gold Star families, inviting as many as 400 family members to attend for free. What is special about Military Appreciation Day? We have worked with each military branch in the state fair to put together educational displays to show Minnesotans what the military is about and who is out there supporting us through our various deployment cycles. More than 60 organizations will be showcased, so stop by to see Tribute to the Troops, the Patriot Guard, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and the Minnesota Military Appreciation Fund. Youth programs will be at the fair in full force with information about Operation Military Kids, Defending the Blue Line, and various military kids camps. A special thank you goes out to two Yellow Ribbon companies, U.S. Bank, the presenting sponsor of the day, and Thomson Reuters, who is presenting the Tribute to the Troops concert by country artist Rocky Lynn. For more information on Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair, visit beyondtheyellowribbon.org. Thank you for listening. Today's veterans are talented, team-oriented, and technologically savvy. Help good businesses get better by hiring today's veteran.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. As I said, we're recording live from the State Fair today, and my special co-host for the show is Commissioner Larry Shelato from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Commissioner, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Commissioner, I couldn't help but think as I was listening to the general speak, you and I have come a long way from the jungles of Vietnam many years ago, and here we are today out at the fair.
Ah, yes. I like it here better.
So do I. Commissioner, you had a long career in the military, culminating as the Adjutant General for 7 years, and now you've been the Commissioner for, what, almost two?
Yes. January 12th of 2011 was my first day, but who's keeping track?
Yeah. And you traded command of 14,000 Minnesota National Guard troops for 381,000 veterans that all need your help, didn't you, sir?
Well, that's correct, and it's been a rewarding and a fast learning curve. You know, you think you kind of been there and done that, but it's a new environment, and it's an exciting environment. And as I tell people, because a lot of people do ask, I feel I'm at the right place right now.
Commissioner, every time I try to call you or check on you, you're somewhere else in Minnesota. You're in another busy position, aren't you?
Well, yes, it's kind of funny, but yesterday I started the morning talking to a faculty group that was concerned because the number of veterans that are going back to college is increasing significantly, and they were just concerned about, you know, what are some of the things they should know about it, and they have more fears than they need to, and it was basically given the reassurance that they're getting some outstanding students. And then we went from there to Detroit Lakes, where we honored nine communities who became officially Beyond the Yellow Ribbon communities and counties. And I say that officially because I'm familiar with all of those communities, and they've been doing this for years, ever since the deployment started. They just got the paperwork done and get the official recognition.
And Commissioner, the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program started under your watch.
That's correct.
How many communities are we up to, do you know?
You know, I really don't know. I heard a figure that's in the 100 and some right now, so it's, I don't know. I haven't kept track.
The purpose of the communities and the goal was to get a community everywhere there's an armory so that they can help the families of the of deployed troops take care of things like shoveling snow and mowing the lawns.
Yeah, well, actually, there are 64 communities in the state of Minnesota that have physical presence of a guard unit. But also, there's every community. When there was a deployment, for example, when the brigade went to Iraq that first time in 07, we had 85 of the 87 counties represented with someone from that county being deployed with that unit. So when we talk about these deployments and so forth and the global war on terror, if you will, it's the entire state. It's not just select communities. That's why we want to blanket the entire state of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Military Radio, and we're recording live from the Minnesota State Fair. My special co-host today is Larry Shelledo, Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Commissioner, I've heard you talk about a tsunami effect with our veterans. Could you explain that?
Well, you know, what we're trying to do is get the general public to have a visual of, you know, that they can help crosswalk, if you will, what's happening. And all of us kind of remember the day they saw the first photos of when Japan got hit with the tsunami recently. You know, and I use the analogy when I speak publicly, it's everyone knew that something happened over there or out there. It happened to be an earthquake. But it's sort of like saying, we know there's something going on in Afghanistan. We know there's something going on in Iraq. We know there's something going on somewhere. But we didn't visualize it or understand it until we saw that tidal wave, that tsunami hit the shoreline, and you saw the buses and the houses and so forth floating back into the ocean. And that's what I'm talking about as we deal with our veterans. We've been going at war now since, 2001. We've been all over the world. And they've been steadily coming back, and it's building and building. And I use these following figures. In 2001, our department did 176 claims processing a month. We are currently breaking 1,000 a month.
1,000 new claims per month.
Per month. And that is the tsunami. These people are coming back home, and they are just like a tidal wave. They are going to impact everything that we do, whether it's colleges, employers, and so forth. So that's the tsunami that we are experiencing with among the veterans.
Commissioner, are you seeing some new veterans from our era, the Vietnam veterans, now that they're retiring from work and they're experiencing some new problems?
Actually, I'm glad you asked that excellent question, because there's another enemy out there, and it's called retirement.
And how's that affecting our veterans, sir?
They come back home, and all of a sudden they go back to work, and they're busy, they're raising the family, and they're doing all of those things, and then all of a sudden one day they retire, if you will, and they're sitting, and I use the phrase, home alone. Whether they come back from a recent deployment or they come back after 30, 40 years, they just have more time on their hands. And sometimes when you have time on your hands, and all of a sudden the ghosts start to appear again.
Time to think and time to remember.
That's right. And some of those pains start to come, too, you know.
And Commissioner, are we discovering some hidden wounds as well?
Well, we are. If you're a Vietnam veteran and you were in country, there's a lot of presumptive illnesses that you would be with the veterans, claims. Agent Orange is the signature item of our era. And as the troops are coming back now, one of the lessons they learned through the Vietnam generation is if you don't even imply that you may have been exposed to it and it's not on your records, it may not exist, because you always have to prove when did you know it could have occurred.
And each theater of war had its own issues, didn't it?
That's correct. It's burning pits. I know with the Gulf War, there's issues with that. So everything is somewhat unique, but we're getting far more sophisticated, and the electronic processes, the ability to fill the forms on and so forth. But bottom line to any veteran out there, if you have any questions whatsoever, your point of contact is your county veteran service officer. Go see him. That's the point of contact.
Commissioner, it seems like every time I see you, you use the catchphrase, bring our veterans all the way home. What do you mean by that?
Okay, bringing them home is one thing. You can give them a welcome sign. You can cheer. You can have them there. But on about the fourth or fifth day, what we found with a lot of our veterans is they were left home alone. Kids went back to school. The wife went back to work, so forth. But the key word is all.
All the way home.
Yes, and that means it's for some it's going to be quicker, easier, but for others it's going to take a long time, and that's where we have, and later on you'll be talking about our veterans' homes. We'll be talking about the Veterans Administration and the hospitals, the medical centers, and so forth. But we just want to make sure that we get our veterans back into society, and they are just happy doing what they're doing.
Commissioner, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about the veterans' homes. This is Minnesota Military Radio. This is Tom Lyons with my special co-host today, Commissioner Larry Shalado from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're recording live from the Minnesota State Fair. My special co-host today is Larry Shalado, the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining us now is Dennis DaCosta from the Minnesota Veterans Home Minneapolis Administrator. Dennis, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Dennis, can you give us a little background? I know you've been with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs for just some months this year. What's your background? And I know you've got a lot of years involved in this industry.
Yes, Tom. I've worked 19 years in healthcare, specializing in long-term care, strategic planning, and executing business plans. I have multi-state experience, and I've been licensed in several states.
And you joined the MDVA in May?
Yes.
And you are the administrator of the Minneapolis, Minnesota Veterans Home?
Yes, you'd be surprised what we've accomplished since May as a team.
So, Dennis, you've been with the MDVA since May of this year?
Yes, I have been, yes.
And can you tell us, what do you do as the administrator of the Minneapolis, Minnesota Veterans Home?
Well, I have a very big job being responsible and accountable for all operations of that campus.
And tell us about the Minneapolis home. How big is it? How many beds are there?
Well, we just opened up a brand-new 100-bed skilled nursing facility, complete with all modern amenities, private rooms, private baths, spas. We also have a main street with a bank, a general store, a museum, a chapel, and a game room. It's very exciting, and it's a state-of-the-art facility.
Now, I understand that's about 50 acres, and it's located at the overlooking the Mississippi River.
You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful area, and it's a place of great honor.
And how many veterans are living there now?
We're licensed for over 400 beds there.
And are you full?
Just about.
I've heard there's a waiting list. Is that true?
Yes, there is a waiting list.
So the veterans that come out there, can you tell us about a typical veteran that comes out to the home? How old are they? What kind of shape are they in?
You know, we serve all veterans in different capacities. To us all, it's a business of being very passionate and putting the resident first and putting the families first. And we specialize in person-centered care and meeting the rehabilitation needs of all the veterans.
And hence the term we've been hearing about, resident-centered care?
Yes. Resident-centered care, in a simplistic form, is placing the resident first. We have liberalized menus. We have liberalized schedules. The families are involved in their care. We certainly put the resident first, and we empower the staff to make decisions and have some fun with it.
Well, I understand you recently started an adult daycare program. What can you tell us about that?
Again, that's we're going to be a continuum care campus. This is a state-of-the-art facility, the only second one, from what I understand, in the nation. And it gives veterans and their families some assistance in caring for their loved ones.
I went out to the home. They got a beautiful chapel out there. I went out there for a service one day, and the veterans looked like they're pretty happy. They're pretty well taken care of.
Yes, you know, one of the first experiences I had when I walked the halls of the campus is the veterans stop me and they tell me how great the care is and how the staff cares for them very, very well and how great the food is. And may I add, we serve over 1,600 meals a day.
So you're running the kitchen too.
Well, I'm running. Let's just say I'm running.
So, I'm sure you got three shifts and a lot of folks to take care of, and with all the meds and special conditions, I imagine there's special food for some of the veterans as well.
Again, you know, we meet the needs of all the veterans, and I have to say that the staff is fantastic. I have so much respect for them, and they're quite the professionals, and they are very caring people, and they make it all happen.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're recording live from the Minnesota State Fair, and my guest in this segment is Dennis DaCosta, the Minneapolis Administrator from the Minnesota Veterans Home. Dennis, I understand that you had a dedication and grand opening ceremony on August 15th. What was that about?
You know, that was a very proud moment for me, very proud moment for the staff to be able to do something like that for our veterans. Again, that facility is a 100-bed skilled nursing facility, providing a continuum care approach to veterans, and it is truly a state-of-the-art facility with state-of-the-art technology to best serve our residents in a home-like environment.
Seems like every time I go out there's a project going on. You just keep fixing the place up again and again and again, don't you?
You know, it's challenging but very rewarding. We have some recent renovations coming up in October. We are doing some new construction in the spring, and to be able to be part of that is something special. And we're also infusing a lot of technology to help us with our delivery of care model for our person-centered care. And I'm very, very excited to be a part of that.
Dennis, I understand that the Minneapolis Veterans Home, which was once called the Old Soldiers Home, was established in 1887. So you're coming up on celebrating 125th birthday. That all by itself would say that you have to keep renovating and improving the place, doesn't it?
Again, going back to the 52 acres and our history, I encourage anybody to come out there and visit us. You know, we have a wonderful museum that outlines our wonderful history, Americana, if you will. It's something special. And for our 125 years, we've been celebrating. We've had quite a few celebrations. We've had corn roasts and concerts and barbecues. And it's been one big party. And I'm glad also for the staff, too. They're invited, and families and grandkids. And we've been having a lot of fun out there.
A lot of activities. Is the Minnesota Veterans Home open to visitors?
Of course.
And they can come out daytime hours, any special hours or any special things they should come out for?
Daytime hours. And yeah. I believe visiting time ends at 9.
So do you publish some kind of a list of events upcoming? Is there somewhere that they can share in that information?
Yeah, we have our activities posted in many places in the facility, as well as several newsletters that we go out on a mailing list.
Dennis, what are the plans for the Minnesota Veterans Home in Minneapolis over the next few years or next decade or so?
Well, we're going to keep going with the new construction so we can best serve our veterans in a home-like environment. We're going to invest in our staff and keep investing in technologies and going continuous quality improvement as we keep going forward.
Now that you've been there for a while, what do you think the veterans at the home appreciate most about the Minnesota Veterans Home?
Again, they always have good things to say about the staff, how caring they are, and how they meet their needs, and how well they're cared for.
And does the commissioner stop out and see you once in a while?
Once in a while, he comes by for a visit.
Talks to some of the old veterans and then asks you what you need, I suppose.
Yes, he does. He's very supportive, and we have tremendous resources. It's wonderful to be a part of.
Dennis, we're just about out of time. Any final thoughts about the Minnesota Veterans Home and the Minneapolis campus?
We have some of our veterans from the home here today. I would like to say hello to them, and I have tremendous respect for them, and I also have tremendous respect for our staff, and I thank them all.
Dennis, thanks for visiting us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It was an honor.
Please keep taking good care of our veterans out at the home.
Count on that.
All right. Thank you. That was Dennis DaCosta, the Minneapolis Administrator from the Minnesota Veterans Home. Now it's time for Hire Minnesota's Heroes. With an unemployment rate twice the average, Minnesota veterans are facing an unemployment crisis. The good news is that you can help. Each week we'll feature one veteran story and ask you to help Hire Minnesota's Heroes. This week's veteran is former Army Staff Sergeant Tanya Whale, a resident of Minneapolis. This veteran served as a Spanish linguist and deployed to Iraq in 2010. Her last assignment was as security manager for a military intelligence battalion at Fort Bliss, Texas. Tanya completed her master's degree in international relations while stationed in San Antonio, and she's looking for a career in international relations. Tanya and hundreds of others are ready to work hard on their next mission. Can we hire Minnesota's heroes? To connect with Tanya, contact the South Minneapolis Workforce Center at 612-821-4009. That's 612-821-4009. Or to learn more, visit positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. When we return to Minnesota Military Radio, we'll learn about more about programs and services available from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today we're recording live from the Minnesota State Fair. My special co-host today is Larry Shelido, the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. In a moment, we're going to meet Brad Lindsay and talk about the programs and services at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. But first, as is our custom, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelido.
I encourage you to stop by our booth at the Minnesota State Fair this year, located at the south side of the 4-H building. Our table provides information on the five state veterans' homes, programs available for veterans and families, and information on applying for veterans' benefits. This area is the hub of all things veterans. Other groups represented include our Veterans Service Organization partners, like the VFW, American Legion, Disabled American Veterans, and the Federal VA. Finally, I want to thank the fair for their tremendous support of veterans and military. This Tuesday, August 28th, will be Military Appreciation Day at the fair. Active military and veterans will receive a discounted admission ticket price when they purchase a ticket at the gate and present valid documentation of military service.
Thank you, Commissioner. That didn't sound like you, Commissioner.
No, it didn't.
A little tape recording.
That's right.
You do have a booth out at the fair, though.
Yes, we do, and we're very, very proud of it, and we're proud of all the veteran service organizations that are out here also. It's a great time. I was over there visiting before I came here for the show, and there's something special about it, and then people just meeting, basic questions, a little more information, and so forth, but overall, more and more people are interested in what's happening in the veterans community.
So, Commissioner, if there's veterans out at the fair and they have any questions, they can come to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs booth.
That is correct.
And you've got lots of your troops over there manning it and answering questions.
That's right.
And, Commissioner, you're going to be out here next Tuesday for Military Appreciation Day?
Yes, I am.
That should be a big day as well. Second year at the fair.
That's great. And Minnesota is absolutely a national model. And we talk about public support of their veterans. And I'll be going to a national conference here shortly, and they are curious and interested in what Minnesota is doing because they view that as one of the Cadillacs of veterans programs in the nation.
And Commissioner, you brought another one of your key people out here, Brad Lindsay, Senior Director of Programs and Services from Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Brad, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
I'm going to welcome him because you know, in every organization, you got to have your go-to guy, someone who's been there, done that. A county veteran service officer, been active, and I'll get a call, and I think it's a very complex problem, and he just gets his grin, and he says, "Yep, been there, done that, and we'll take care of it." And within very few days, it's taken care of.
So he's a fixer.
He is a fixer and a very good one. So, Brad, it's all yours now that I got you grinning.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Tom.
Brad, welcome to the show. Just for our listeners, you've got a background in the military and you've been a county veteran service officer. You've done a lot of things.
Yes, sir. I'm a veteran of Iraq and I was a county veteran service officer down in Olmsted County in Rochester for 6 years.
Gives you a good background for this job, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And, of course, you're a nice man to take care of. You got to take care of the commissioner and keep him out of trouble.
Couldn't ask for a better boss.
There you go. Can you tell us a little bit? You're the Senior Director of Programs and Services. What does that mean?
Well, I'm basically, our department has two sides to it, if you will, the Minnesota Veterans Homes and then the Programs and Services Division. We have all the programs as far as we assist veterans in our claims office with their federal VA disability claims. We help them with education through our higher education veterans program. We have representatives at most of the campuses. We have tribal veteran service officers on the major reservations. We've got outreach folks that can get to those who we can't normally get to through all those other sources. Just a whole lot of help for people out there.
This is Minnesota Military Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the Minnesota State Fair with my special co-host, Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we're speaking to Brad Lindsay, Senior Director of Programs and Services. Brad, let's start with claims and outreach. It seems like that's a logical place to start. If our veterans have some issues because of their service to our country, how do they go about getting some help?
Well, the main starting point really for most of your veterans' benefits within Minnesota is your local county veteran service officers. They're the ground floor. They can help you get any of the paperwork started for any of our benefits and for any of the federal benefits. And then that shuttles on up to our office as far as when it refers to disability claims. And we're kind of the middleman. We act more as the lawyer or as the advocate before the VA hearing boards and things like that. We give them the detailed help.
And Brad, here at the big Minnesota get-together, there's people from all over the state, but there is a county veteran service officer, at least one in every county, isn't there?
Absolutely. Even if they're part-time, there is at least one. Some have multiple. There's about 122 altogether assistants and service officers.
You usually find them hanging out by the county courthouse?
Generally, yes, sir.
And they are specially trained?
Absolutely. They're trained by us, certified, and accredited by the National Veteran Service Officer Association.
So that's a big part of your job. But then secondarily, with all these troops coming back from deployments all over the world, some of them don't have jobs, and it's a good time to go get a higher education, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's been a major help. The increases in the post 9/11 GI Bill, where they actually made it where, you know, it was enough money where a veteran could get a good education. And, you know, if you're out of work right now and you have that benefit, it's a good time to take advantage of it. And when the economy recovers, hopefully you'll be set to step in.
And over the last several years, the Minnesota State College and University System set up veterans help offices on all the campuses, didn't they?
Correct. We've got 12 main campuses, and then we have a presence in pretty much every state, well, even private universities within Minnesota. We have Veterans Resource Centers where we do some hours where our representatives are available.
And Brad, when the Commissioner and I came back from Vietnam and I got out of the Air Force, the VA education program was pretty simple, but it's not so simple these days, is it?
One of the big things with it is there are multiple programs people are potentially eligible for, and that's where really our folks come into play and help them figure out which is the best program for them to take advantage of to reach their goal.
So you're really out there to help them figure out the system. There's benefits for the veterans. There's benefits for veteran spouses too, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
So you're there to help them figure out what assistance is available and to make it a little easier and make sure they get that education and then go find a good job.
Exactly. Correct.
I understand you also work on the State Soldiers Assistance Program. What is that?
Yes, sir. That's our oldest program. It started way back in the 40s when the department started. That mainly consists of temporary financial assistance for vets who are disabled and unable to work for certain periods of time. It also has a dental and optical aspect to it for low-income veterans, so they can get dental care once per year and glasses and things like that. There's also special needs grants, which it's a one-time grant. If you've just got some situation comes up, say your furnace goes out and it's $2,000 or $3,000 to repair or more, it's a one-time grant where we can help you out on something like that and get you back to functioning.
Brad, I understand that the veteran cemeteries come under your purview as well. We just had a couple weeks ago Charles Kapsner on talking about the Veterans Project where he's doing the murals up at Little Falls.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got the Army one in place, which you know, I'm partial to as I am an Army veteran, and it's absolutely a beautiful work of art. So.
Commissioner, you surround me with these Army guys. I've got to get some more Air Force on the show once in a while here. But that's a great program. Now, I understand that you're trying to get some funding to establish some other state cemeteries?
Well, right now, we've got actually authority to place cemeteries in all four corners of the state, but we really only have the actual land in place down in southeast Minnesota. The county down there, Fillmore County, has donated property to us, and that has been checked out by the VA and deemed as a suitable place. So we're just going forward with the federal grant request right now, and we're hoping to start on that sometime next year.
So the idea is to establish a couple more state veteran cemeteries so they're closer to home for the families.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, I was a service officer in Rochester, and, you know, we have a very beautiful, nice state cemetery up there in Little Falls, but it's just too far away for someone in Rochester to be from their family member generally.
Brad, we have to take a short break. We'll be back in a little bit on Minnesota Military Radio. We're going to talk more about programs and services with Brad Lindsay, Senior Director of Programs and Services from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we'll see if we can get the Commissioner back on the radio one more time as well. So please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're recording live from the Minnesota State Fair. And my special co-host today has been Larry Sheldon, Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Commissioner, we got kind of busy with Brad there, and we didn't let you get a word in edgewise.
Well, I know. I was just deeply offended.
You know? I'm sorry, sir.
No, I've been truly blessed having an outstanding team, Brad being just a good, solid example of that. And the beauty of it is so much gets done, and it just happens almost transparently. But I want to talk about that. For example, with the 381,000 veterans you talked about in the state of Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
You know, really, I think the last figure I looked at was it's about 28% of them actually get any type of assistance from the federal VA in support of their service from prior times. So it's not every veteran getting everything. It's very selective. It's going with that. But also what happened with what Brad and his team has been able to do is be almost a just-in-time helping hand with some of our veterans. And I use the example of the North Minneapolis tornado when it hit. It impacted some veterans also. Brad was able to proactively work with the county veteran service officers and say, here's some funds we can move over there. You now have a ability to go in and do on-the-spot, point-of-contact type of assistance just to say, hey, you know, when they're worried about where their next meal's coming from and to have someone put their arm around them saying, we got you covered, we got you back, as I like to phrase it, that's absolutely critical. So I'm very, very proud of these guys and gals. Because they do a great job and they're very mission focused. So, but I'm going to let Brad explain that because he's the pro.
Commissioner, I guess it doesn't surprise me. Our veterans give of themselves and risk their lives to serve our country, and most of them just go home and go back to work, and you never hear from them again. They take care of themselves. But there are some that have experienced some problems and need some help, and it's a big job, and you've got a good team and a good crew out there taking care of it. Brad, we got to get back to work now. After visiting with the commissioner, there's an item called Bronze Star Markers that you handle as well.
Yes, fairly small program, but significant to family members. If you ever go out to a cemetery here in the state, you'll usually see, especially around Memorial Day and Veterans Day, there'll be a small bronze star on each veteran's grave that says veteran, and on the back, it has a couple holes for a flag to be put in there, and the service organizations usually go out on those holidays, place those flags, and recognize the veterans who have passed.
And the families really appreciate those.
Absolutely.
Brad, you also oversee the Minnesota CORE program. Can you tell us quickly what that is?
Correct. CORE is a joint venture that we started up with Lutheran Social Services of Minnesota. They provide counseling, outreach, referral, and education, which is what that stands for. And there's just all kinds of different things. You know, some veterans, especially those who are still maybe active in the National Guard and Reserves, are a bit hesitant to go into the official offices of the government to ask for help. So that gives us a different path for them to take to go in and get some assistance, whether it be for post-traumatic stress disorder, financial issues, things like that.
I'm beginning to understand why the commissioner calls you his go-to guy. You've worn a lot of hats, Brad.
It seems like it. Thank you.
I understand there's also a program for some grants to counties.
Well, we try to help out our partners. You know, 90% of the disability claims that are started and filed in the state of Minnesota started a county veteran service officer and come into our office. So it's really important to us that, you know, we support them as best we can to to keep things going, so they have the time, they have the staff, they have the resources to keep those services functioning. You know, some of the small counties, especially, you know, a few years ago, many of them didn't even have computers. They were hand jamming paperwork to the VA and had really no file systems. And we've got grants. Thankfully, the legislature has given us to help them out each year with that kind of stuff.
This is Minnesota Military Radio, and we're broadcasting a recording live from the Minnesota State Fair, speaking to Brad Lindsay, Senior Director of Programs and Services from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And, of course, our special co-host is Larry Shellato, the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Brad, some of the veterans I talked to have a little confusion between the MDVA, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and the VA. Just quickly, we're going to talk in a minute about how you process a claim, but what's the difference?
Well, you know, we've got our own separate benefits that only you can find in Minnesota. Like you said, the State Soldiers Assistance Program, Ron Star markers, different things like that that, you know, are simply things we run. And then there are things that the VA runs, which is, you know, compensation and pensions for veterans, hospital care, things like that. And in those capacities, we assist and work as advocates, but we're not in charge of those programs. Those are run by the big boys.
Brad, the commissioner talked about the tsunami, and the next wave is the troops that have been deployed in the last 10 years, and some of those are coming home with injuries, and they need some help. What's the process of applying for a VA disability, and who can use the VA hospital? Minneapolis has got a great one.
Absolutely, they do. It's one of the top in the nation, highly awarded. The best thing to do, like I said before, is your county veteran service officer. Go see that person and let them know you want to get signed up, and they will do the applications and paperwork for you. You'll have to provide some information to them, and it doesn't take a whole lot of time, and it doesn't take a lot of work on the individual's part. You know, as long as you provide your DD-214 and some basic financial information, in some cases, they take the rest from there and do everything for you.
How long does that process take?
Well, disabilities, that one depends a bit. You know, Minnesota right now in the St. Paul office, they're saying most claims are done within about 120 days. And generally, that's correct. Some things that are more complicated or have a lot more issues can take longer. Rarely do you see anything go past a year. I'd say 6 months is probably the average.
And Brad, the commissioner said the number of claims has increased tremendously, from 150 a month to 1,000. Hard to keep up, isn't it?
It is. You know, I was a claims rep myself back in 2005 when I left that position. And at the time, we had 4 claims reps in the office, and we were getting in about, you know, 250, 300 new claims per month. Now, like the commissioner said, that number has jumped to over 1,000. And that's just new claims. Those are brand new ones. In addition to that, we're getting 2,000 or 3,000 pieces of paper that are, you know, in support of existing claims that we're processing in through the VA.
Brad, sounds like you've got a big job. Any final last thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I just want to let everybody know, like I said, the CVSOs is your starting point. If you don't know who that is, the best site to go to is our website, our LinkVet website, minnesotaveteran.org. And that also has an online chat, and you can ask questions to live people and get answers and find out where you need to go.
Brad, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom.
Commissioner, that was Brad Lindsay, the Senior Director of Programs and Services from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Commissioner, have you got more of these back at the office, more of these guys?
Now you know why I keep them real close. But I just want to just comment a little bit on the federal VA and the state. The federal VA does an outstanding job. I'm one of their customers, if you will. But what Brad is pointing out is and Minnesota has been very good, the pathfinding, helping the veteran work the maze, if you will, to get into that system is the key. And that's how I differentiate between the federal and the state. Yes, they are available, but how do you get to them, and the process and so forth becomes you need some help. And that's when you go down to that county veteran service officer. That's when they close the door and say, all right, let's take a look at your paperwork and let's see what we can do. And I will help you get through it all the way. And that goes back to your original question earlier today. What do you mean by all the way home? And here's one more tool that we have in that all the way home kit.
Commissioner, when you took this position, did you realize there were so many services and so much to do at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs? What a busy place and a lot of work to do.
You know, and that's what I'm liking about it. That, you know, it's taken me a time to find my niche, and to get to know the people and the strengths and so forth. And it's getting more and more comfortable. And you ain't seen nothing yet. We are really going to get good.
Commissioner, we just got a few seconds left. Final thoughts for our listeners.
No, just thank you, Tom, for what you do and getting the word out. I'm amazed at the number of people that listen to your show early on Sunday morning, and they make a point to come up and say thank you to me, too, because they heard me on your show, and I'm very proud of that.
Commissioner, what a great opportunity to talk about all of the things you and your people do to take care of our veterans. You're doing a great job, and your folks are doing a great job. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That was Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Dennis DeCosta, Brad Lindsay, our co-host, Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we record live again from the Minnesota State Fair from the Twin Cities News Talk booth at 1 o'clock on Tuesday for Minnesota Military Appreciation Day at the fair, and we'll be interviewing soldiers, sailor, airmen, and Marines. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition firm. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Podcasts of the show are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.